Here's a story from The World.
A UN arms embargo on Iran is expiring. The ban on buying and selling conventional weapons has been in place for over a decade and is being lifted despite protests from the U.S. Meanwhile, the news comes as Iran struggles with both COVID-19 and an economy hard hit by American and international sanctions. Nesan Rafiti has been following this. He's an Iran analyst at the International Crisis Group and joins us from Washington. So a 13-year arms embargo lifted. How big a deal is this, Nesan?
It depends on your interpretation of the international law around this. As far as the U.S. is concerned right now, the embargo hasn't been lifted. According to the U.S., it successfully carried out a snapback move at the Security Council and basically prevented the expiration of the embargo. But as far as Iran is concerned, as far as most members of the Security Council are concerned, over the weekend, these restrictions on tanks, on combat vehicles, artillery systems, aircraft, helicopters, and so on, did lapse.
Without the embargo, I mean, if Iran goes on a buying spree, they'd need a lot of money. Do you think they will do that, given the state of their economy?
So funnily enough, the Iranian Foreign Ministry over the weekend, when they issued a statement, specifically said, we're not going to go on a spree. So it is possible that they will be looking to purchase some systems down the line. U.S. intelligence has, you know, pointed at the possibility of Iran looking at tanks or fighter systems from the Russians or the Chinese. In the short term, the impact economically of the sanctions, of COVID, of the economic mismanagement that they have is not a particularly robust picture, especially for making, you know, multi-billion dollar systems anytime soon.
Yeah, obviously a lot of this is dependent on the Iranian economy. So let's talk about the situation inside Iran. They're struggling with both COVID and economic sanctions. The U.S. added a new round of sanctions on Iranian banks just recently. How have all these sanctions impacted people's lives in the country, like daily lives?
The IMF just in the past few days put out its most recent report on regional economies, and Iran's GDP growth is predicted to contract by 5% this year. That follows on another contraction last year, and we've seen the currency, the rial, basically smash through one record after another when it comes to the exchange rate with the dollar. The positive news, in a sense, from Tehran's view, is that the IMF estimates are also that next year will be going back to growth, but the economy would be starting from a much smaller base than it was, 2 years ago before the sanctions really kicked in.
And if we just look at the coronavirus, the U.S. claims humanitarian and medical purchases are exempt, and so they're not subject to sanctions. But is that what you're seeing?
It's certainly true that the exemptions exist on paper. But what we have seen over the past several months, especially during the COVID outbreak, is that NGOs and some of the governments that trade with Iran are reporting bottlenecks when it comes to this type of trade. And the reason is that, the exemption may exist on paper, but convincing a pharmaceutical company or convincing a bank to process the transactions is a bit of an uphill struggle when everything is sanctioned and the threat of kind of penalties looms over anyone trading with Iran. So the latest U.S. sanctions are specifically targeting Iran's financial sector. And that has obviously increased concern, again, that any kind of chilling effect will be particularly important in the middle of a public health crisis. Those sanctions, which were announced a few weeks ago, have a 45-day grace period. So they'll technically kick in towards the end of November.
Nesan Rafiti, Iran analyst at the International Crisis Group. Thanks very much for being with us.
Great to be with you, Marco. Thanks.
From PRX.